And now, the shopping forecast, brought to you by Offshop, in association with the Big Chinners Subcommittee of the Supermarket Consumer Board, at 1200 hours on the 23rd of October, 2014. The range, B&M, home bargains. Floor dustiness, 18. This is due to problems with the dandruff man coming into the stores and creating so much dandruff that it's too plentiful for the cleaners to take effect. Staff professionalism, very good. The staff in these stores have been approved by Alan Sugar himself and rated as blinking marvellous. Specific staff members have been awarded with badges that when you push them, whale noises play. Staff communication, however, is affected this week, as although their competency is high, they've had their tongues removed so they can't give managers backchat. The featured candle this week is Very Cherry of the Jelly Belly range. Girls in this store will be treated to a free videotape with fashionable nail painting tips. My friend did her nails to look like every member of the Spice Girls. She doesn't have a thumb, so her hand is the band post-1998. Jack Fulton, Iceland and Farm Foods. Ice thickness, 14. With a slip warning in Iceland specifically, as freezer failures have made all the cold get out again. Special boots are required, as well as huskies at the door. You can also have optional thermal clothing as snowdrifts are expected. Visibility is poor to moderate. If you see the Robbie Williams face anywhere in store, you can get 80% off any hammer in the ice cream section. Asda, Sainsbury's and Tesco. Lasagna fillings, £199. That's one langy lasagna. Last night, I put a lasagna on my head and pretended to be a pretty lasagna princess, queen of the meats, ruler of the mince market, controller of lamb cutlets. At Asda, there is an incident in aisles 15 and 16 due to an overturned trolley with backlogs heading into the trifle aisle. This has caused a number of other accidents caused by people looking at the accident. Someone dropped their basket and another person cried. There have been reports of a war in certain parts of these supermarkets, so please wear bulletproof clothing and clothes that will protect you from an explosive blast. Aid will be dropped twice daily by unmanned drones. The cooperative, Aldi, Lidl and Morrison's. Do you really like it? Do you really like it? We're loving it, loving it, loving it. We're loving it like this. Do you really like it? Is it wicked? We're loving it, loving it, loving it. We're loving it like that. M&S Food and Waitrose. These stores are a nuclear hazard area, thanks to a secret nuclear bomb hidden in the cereals. Wheat and grain are known carriers of nuclear material. Last year, a batch of bread had been infected with nuclear waste and a warning was issued. Barricades have been erected around the affected areas. And now, for this week's milk quality. Milk capacity, 15%. Poor, occasionally a travesty, leaving the cream strength at a low 4, which means that it's worse than triple skimmed. The consistency is very thin, with lumps of gristle in places. It is suspected that this week's milk has come from either dead cows or cows that have yet to be born. Lone drinking is not advised, just in case a hospital is needed. Remember, friends don't let friends drink milk alone. This has a smile rating of 10, which is not good, not one bit. This has been awarded 0 Golden Goose symbols. Dribble needs 88, because you will just want to dribble it out. That's the shopping forecast, and I'm not Fred fucking Hart, okay?